Scripture serve you. I have known our guest speaker since he was 9 and I was 18. That's been 45 years ago. Rob Tripp, of course, is the elder son of Laverne and Edith Tripp, who are world famous as gospel singers and evangelists. The world watched Rob and his younger brother Terry grow up on stage through Christian television, Trinity Broadcasting Network. But 15 years ago, Rob and his wife Shanda planted a church which is now one of the great churches in the Nashville area, the Fireplace Fellowship. I had the opportunity to visit them on a Sunday morning a few years ago. And they are doing a great work there. And I want to just say thanks to you, because one of the first offerings they received to plant that great church now in Nashville was from this church. And we believed in their vision then, and we believe now more than ever. It was a double blessing for our church to sow into their church plant, because not only are they a great church now, but they're just like us. They have nations in their vision, and they're changing nations around the world, and especially in Haiti. Pastor Rob, I hope you'll have a chance to share a little bit of what your church is doing in the nation of Haiti and beyond. But I could say so much about this man. He's one of the sweetest spirits in the world. I love everything about him. I've watched God do great things in his life. And I will only say this, in addition to pastoring, which he is a preacher of the Word of God, this man is a preacher. We're getting ready to be preached to. Not at, but to. But above and beyond that, he's also a Christian recording artist, a songwriter, and he's a record producer. Some of the great Christian artists in the country today record with him and demand that he be in the studio to help them make a great record. And because of that, he's a Grammy winner. How many Grammys have you won?
One.
One? Only one. But I'll have to say this, of all the friends I have, I only have one friend who has won a Grammy and let me hold it, and it's this man. Would you welcome Pastor Rob Tripp as he comes?
And it was heavy, too.
That was so incredible. You were unreal. I love you.
I love your pastor, but he's full of it most of the time. We have known each other a long time. Sister Brenda, am I right on that, that he's full of it most of the time? You know, we have pastored now for... Hello, how's everybody today? Are you blessed? Is there anybody in this house that walks in the favor of the Lord? Come on, aren't you thankful for that? I have pastored now for 15 years, and we've had many guests come to our pulpit as well. I have tried my very, very best to introduce them like Pastor Carl introduces his guest, and I have failed miserably. And so I'm just so thankful to be here today. Yes, it's been 5 years. I couldn't believe it had been so long since I was here. But God is working, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you that if you'll get in the flow of what the Holy Spirit has for you, it is not a boring life. Come on. If you're bored with church, if you're bored with what this walk we call walk of faith, you ain't doing it right, because it ain't a boring life, church. And God is doing some incredible things, and I'm just so honored to be here. I'm going to sing a couple of songs for you right before we get into the Word. How many of you love the Word of God? Amen. Oh, I love the Word. But I'm going to sing now. I want to tell y'all, and I was trying to remember the first time I ever came to Abundant Life. I know y'all were over in the old building still, I think. So that'd be 20-some years ago, at least. And let me tell y'all what happened the first time I came to Abundant Life. Here's what your pastor told me the day before, Saturday. I came in. He said, "Now, Rob," he said, "my people are going to love you, but they don't really like country music." Do you remember telling me? Yeah, well, you're lying because you did. Isn't that a great way to set your guest up for the next day? I prayed all night long and fasted over that. I said, well, okay, well, I'm going to have to do what I do. And so I sang a couple of songs that morning, and of course I went over fabulous. And so every time I've come back, of course I sing what I sing, and I'm going to take it to another level today. We ain't going to do any country on this first song. We're going bluegrass this morning. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. It don't get no more cornbread than what I'm about to do. My dad, I know y'all know my mom and dad, Laverne and Edith Tripp, and am I a blessed man or what to have them as my parents? I'm thankful. My dad wrote a song several years ago that was an extremely successful song for him entitled, I Know. Maybe some of you remember that song. Well, me and Shanda did a project not too long ago, and I wanted to recognize one of my dad's songs on this, and so I thought, well, I'm going to do I Know on this record. And I called a couple of friends of mine in Nashville. They're called the Isaacs. The Isaacs are a wonderful family group, and they came in the studio to help me on this song. Well, if the Isaacs help you, it's going to be bluegrass if you know anything about them. And so, here's how the song came out. I hope y'all like it, and if you don't, too bad. Here we go. I told you. Well, some people say this old-time religion is just a thing of the past. But in this modern day, well, friend, that's all right with me, 'cause I'm so glad that I am a Christian and from sin I have been set free. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Not long ago, at an old-fashioned meeting, I knelt on my knees there in prayer. He lifted my burdens, sin shackles fell from me, his presence was so real everywhere. Now that the load I carry is lighter, he's changed my gray skies to blue. My steps are now higher, for I have this assurance, his sweet love's gonna carry me through. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Well, come go with me to that land over yonder. It's prepared for the pure and the true. It's a place where sickness and death will not enter. I'm going, brother, how about you? Well, maybe today or maybe tomorrow he'll return in robes of pure white. I'm packing up now, getting my things together. Who knows, he may come tonight. Well, I know, there's no doubt about it. In my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Go with me to this place that's called heaven. Yeah, I told you. Don't like country. Give me a break. All right. Praise God. How many of you know we serve a faithful God? Amen. In my moments of fear, through every pain and every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, and when my heart had no song, still in love, he proved faithful to me. Now every word that he has promised is true. What I thought was impossible, well, I've seen my God do. How about you? He's been faithful. His love and mercy, I see. And though in my heart I had questions, and I even failed to believe, but church, my God is faithful. He's faithful to me. When my heart, it looked away, the many times, church, I could not pray. You ever been there? But still, my God, he was faithful to me. Yeah. The days I spent so selfishly, I was reaching out for what pleased me, but even then, God proved faithful to me. And every time that I come back to Him, He is waiting with open arms. Come on, church, love him.
He's been faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy, to believe, but my God has been faithful, though in my heart I've had questions, I've even failed to believe, he's been faithful to me. Lord, we worship. Come on, give him praise in this house. If he has been faithful to you, hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I'm switching to this one. You got it? Oh, yes, he's got it. Amen. Praise God, church. Every time I think of the faithfulness of God, it makes me want to shout. I got any shouters in the room? Is this Pentecostal church? I might should have asked before I came, because we might go to shouting in here today. Because of the faithfulness of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you will never meet anyone as awesome as he is. You'll never be associated with anyone as great as he. Well, I've known a bunch of church people. I ain't talking about church people. I'm talking about Jesus. And the minute we get our eyes on him, and the minute we focus on his goodness and his grace and his mercy, you will be set free. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10, please. We're going to share a couple of verses of scripture. As you're turning there, I want to just tell you quickly what I've got with me back there this morning. We have a red bag. Say red bag. Okay. If you can't see that, then, okay, well, we'll pray for you. You shall be healed today in Jesus' name. But we have a red back, and those two songs I just sang are on this new CD of me and Shanda. My wife Shanda is at home today in our church. We have a guest with us at our church today. His name's Gordon Moat. Gordon is a piano player on a lot of the Gaither videos and things, and so he's there today, and Shanda would have come, but someone need to host Gordon. And so we have a couple of good associate pastors, but I don't trust them. No, I do. I'm kidding. I am just kidding. If we had a couple of Steves, we'd be wonderful and good to go. Amen. But so this is our brand new CD that we just released. The song I know's on there, and He's Been Faithful. Shanda sings so many songs. I'll sing one more here in just a minute from this. How many of you were here last time I was here? You were here. Okay. You remember a song that I sang last time, maybe, entitled I Was There. I had just cut a track of it that week, and it was just a demo track at that, just to come here and sing, because I don't travel much anymore, so I don't need songs anymore. I have a band, and we do praise and worship. But we started going out some more. I'll tell you what the Lord instructed me this year, and I told Pastor Carl. He instructed me in 2019 to go out to 8 churches this year. You say, why 8? I don't know. But he instructed me to go out 8 times this year, and this was one of them. Do you know God's got a plan for you today? Come on, your steps are ordered today to be in this house. And so I cut that demo. Well, I went in the studio and cut it for real on this project, and I'm going to sing that here in just a minute. And then today, say today, this is the first day, first moment, first hour, this CD has been available. I brought it with me. I picked them up Friday from the duplicator in Nashville. It's called Victory Gathering. This is the Fireplace Fellowship's live praise and worship project from our church. We're 15 years old. Half of my audience is industry people in music, and it took us 15 years to get a project done. It's like a painter painting his own house. How many of you know that never gets done? And so we finally got our praise and worship CD done. It's called Victory Gathering, and let me tell you something. I hear a lot of music. I work in music on a daily basis. Pastoring is my calling. Music is my tent making, if you will. And so I've been very blessed to be able to do that. And I'm in the studio just about every day, so I hear a lot of music. And I don't normally listen to music when I leave a studio. I listen to talk radio, and that makes me so mad I have to turn it off. So I've begun to look at what's being pumped into my spirit, and I listened to our praise and worship CD. Now, when we were in the studio finishing it up, we recorded it live, and this is our band, our singers, and everything. But when we were finishing up, you know how some of you may know, when you're in the studio, you hear it 183 times before it ever gets out, and so you don't want to hear it again. Well, I've listened to this at least 10 times, and I'm telling you, it's anointed. I don't care how good your talent is. Y'all've got incredible talent, praise and worship. Brother Pearson, good to see you, man. Known him forever. But to awesome praise and worship. But I don't care how talented they are. Without the anointing, you guys got nothing. Amen. And so the same thing is true, and especially in Nashville, there's a lot of talented folks, but only a few are anointed. And so we got the anointed ones on this one. So praise God. And then I have something completely carnal for you in your bag as well today. How many of you like carnal? I have a fidget spinner from our church.
That's all it does. How many of y'all know what this is? So my son brought one home. Lawson is now 14. He brought one home some time ago, and he said, "Look, Dad." I'm like, "Yeah? So what?" "Oh, no." And for hours, he'd just sit there, and I'm like, "Well, let me see it." So I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." He wanted it back. I said, "No, I'm way into this thing now." And then we're fighting over his fidget spinner. So we did some for the Fireplace Fellowship. There's one of those in your bag too. So give you something to do while you're listening to the CDs. Amen. Oh, Lord. Isn't that crazy? And those of you that want to use a credit card or a debit card, on our table out there, there's a little card. Just looks just like this. Fill that out. Put your information on it. They'll put it in the bag, and we'll do that later. But thank you for what you're giving. I want to tell you that everything that comes in on the table out there goes to missions. I know this is a missions-minded church. We are too. God has blessed us, and I'm thankful for that. And so it goes to missions. So I have 30 of those bags with me. That's it. So the first 30 back there, please get a hold of those. I'm asking $20, but if you want to give $50, it's going to mission. Come on. Amen? How many of you know we're blessed to be a blessing? Praise God. Hebrews chapter 10. Father, thank you today for your word. We give you praise today, Lord, that every time the word is sown into good ground, into fertile ground, it comes up a great harvest. And so we give you praise today. Your word never returns void. It goes to accomplish what it's caused to do. So we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews 10:23, very, very, very familiar verse of scripture to everybody in this house. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. That word faith in some translations says hope. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith or our hope without wavering. How many of you have ever wavered in your faith? Come on, we're going to get real today. This ain't what I'm here to preach on, but I'm telling you, I've had some faith challenges over the past few years of my life. So much so, hear me, that I almost quit. Now, I never thought I'd get to that point. I'm a faith man. I walk by faith, not by sight. I can quote every scripture you can. But when the rubber meets the road and the enemy has unleashed all hell on your life, from your health to your family to your ministry to your finances, then you see if this thing works or not. But it works. I said it works. The word of God works every time on time, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Praise God. That ain't even what I'm preaching on, and that's good. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful who promised. How many of you know who he is? Our Father. Amen. Several years ago, I was at my brother Terry's house. I know y'all know Terry. He's been here to minister. I hear he caused such havoc last time, y'all not having him back. But anyway, no, I'm making that up. I love Terry, but I am better. But I'm not going to tell you who told me today that I'm their favorite trip. Steve, would you stand this morning? That ain't right, is it? That's not right. Steve will never talk to me like that personally again. He's going to guard everything he says. Several years ago, I was at my brother's house, just visiting. We were sitting in his living room downstairs. He has a bonus room upstairs. And so Terry, we were just fellowshipping, having a great time. He left the room for a minute. And I heard him talking. I heard his voice upstairs. I didn't think nothing about it. I was just sitting there drinking some coffee, and Terry came back downstairs into the living room where I was at. And he sat down, and I heard him still talking upstairs. And I'm like, what? Terry, somebody's in your house, and he sounds just like you. That is weird. So he's laughing. He takes me upstairs. He's got a parrot up there. There's a bird up there in a cage. Now, I didn't know nothing about birds or animals. We traveled my whole life. We were on a bus. We were on a plane. So we didn't have animals because we couldn't take care of them. We were gone. And the only birds I knew about came in a bucket that was red and white. Had a guy with a beard on there and a little goatee, and they were good. Come on. How many of y'all like some KFC around here? And this bird, this parrot, sounded just like him. So much so that his own brother I couldn't tell them apart. And Terry, he has his oldest daughter. Her name is Rose. And Terry would call Rose, like if you're in the house, he'd say, Rose, like that. And she'd know that was Dad calling. This bird would go, Rose. I said, that thing's got a devil in it. And so this bird's just talking away, and it would ring the phone and all this stuff. It was unreal, you know. So after I got over the initial shock, I started thinking about that for just a minute and how that parrot reminded me of a whole lot of people that I know. I'm talking about people that make what sounds like great faith confession, but who really aren't walking in faith at all. They know what they've heard. They know what they flipped on a TV and saw. They've seen people on TV. And, you know, before I go, I'm a faith man. It's the only reason I'm standing here today is faith. But I did it for a long time. I watched Brother Copeland, thankful for their ministry. So if you name it and say it, it's yours. Well, that's great, and that works. I'm going to show you how in just a minute. Don't y'all leave yet, because you'll miss the whole point here. But making these words that we've heard Pastor Carl preach, well, wasn't that a great message? I'm going to go out, and I'm going to say what he said, and I'm going to get the same result, and you don't get it. What do? You might remember some old boys in Acts chapter 19. They decided, you know, we're going to go out and we're going to cast the devil out of this old boy. We saw Paul do it. And so we're going to go up to this guy that's demon-possessed, and we're going to say, in the name of the God that Paul talks about, come out. And that devil whipped their tail. That's the Message Bible way of putting it, I think, probably. That guy jumped on them and beat them up and stripped them naked. So you better have some power behind what you're saying. And can I tell you that your power comes from the Word of God? Now, church, people's words sound right, but we're not normally doing anything but parroting what we've already heard someone else say. And because there's no faith backing up our words, our confessions are no more real than that voice coming out of that bird that day. Now get a hold of this today. In Hebrews 10:23, what we just read. Did we have that on the screen? We might have, and I didn't notice it. Hebrews 10:23, is it up there? It's okay. It's all right. We need a new media team. No, we don't. Tiffany, you know I love you, girl. Hebrews 10, I'm kidding. Okay, you got your Bible. Let us hold fast the profession. Now, some translations say confession. I'll just tell y'all this quickly. At our church, for the past 10 years, when we receive the tithes and offerings of our church, I have our church people stand, they hold their seed in their hand, And we go down a list of confessions on the screen. As I sow today in this offering, I'm believing God for, I won't go through all of them, but jobs are better jobs. There's some people that need a job. There's some that need a better one. You've been stuck in the wrong one. How many of you know that your seed can open a door for that thing? Jobs are better jobs. Raises and bonuses. Benefits. And so what we're doing when we do that is we're operating in Proverbs 18 that says life and death are in the power of our tongue. Now, I believe that with all of my heart. But if you are standing as a parrot and only saying those confessions because I tell you to, don't think you're going to receive anything on those screens. Why? Because we're not walking in faith according to the word. We're only doing what somebody told us to do. I'm reading a book right now on leadership. One of my associate pastors gave it to me. Excellent book. I'm not sure I like that associate gives me a book on leadership. No, it's good. It was very good. But now let me just explain this for just a minute. I don't go too long. Pastor said y'all get out at, is it 2:30? I'm reading this book on leadership. Now listen, those words that I'm reading right now are the thoughts, or they're the professions of that author, right? And if I read and agree with what is written by this man, with his words, with his profession, that he's come through some things on, then in essence, I'm in agreement with him. Does that make sense? As long as you're in the book, you're getting to know what it is. Now, let's take that a little further. If I take that author's viewpoint and I begin to hold it as my own conviction, you see the process here, it won't be long until I am aligned with that author in my thinking and in my believing. That's why it's important what you read. That's why it's important that you don't sit and watch Fox News all day long. Oh, Lord, I felt a coldness sweep over the... I'll flip CNN on, I'll flip Fox on, I'll just check, see what's going on in the world, see if anything blew up the night before. Come on. And we need to pray for our brothers and sisters right now, ladies and gentlemen. There are churches being attacked. They're being, come on, we need to cover them with the blood of Jesus this morning. Amen. But church, the more we pump in, the more we become in alignment with. We become in agreement with. And then that book I'm reading, so then what happens is after those words have gotten deep into my heart and I finally have embraced them, they have become a part of me, those words will soon now be my conviction. And what happens is then when I share that information with others, I'm no longer repeating or parroting what this author has said. Now it's coming from a core belief of Rob. Okay, so that's how this thing works. Now, church, when you get a core belief on the inside of you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Didn't say it ain't going to be formed. I wish it had said no weapon shall be formed. Oh, whew, Lord, that'd have been good. I hadn't ever thought of that until right now. No weapon shall be formed. You're good to go. No, it says no weapon that is formed against Rob is going to get life. It's not going to succeed. I must tell you that over the past year and a half, I've had the opportunity to doubt that scripture. Because the weapon was formed and it looked like it was winning. Nobody else has ever faced anything in here. It looked like, God, I've never doubted your word before, but the enemy's wearing me out. I'm not sure that this weapon hadn't grown some feet, and it's stomping me to the ground. Come on, church. Oh, Lord. Is it okay if we get real today? Listen to me. I can tell you all day long, you ain't going to go through nothing, and God's on your side, and He is. I do not want to be someone that just is woe and gloom, and I'm not. I'm going to bring it around here in a minute. You'll shout in a second. But church, we go through stuff. We go through stuff. If we didn't go through stuff, the Word of God would not have said, I walk by faith, not by circumstances. Not by sight. How many of you ever wake up in the morning and you look at your circumstance and you don't want to get out of bed? I'm covering back up, flip on the TV, and watch Fox News all day. No, I'm kidding. Okay, but let me just show you something here quickly. At Hebrews 10:23, this word profession or confession, like I said, translated. This is not the picture of a person who's just repeating what somebody else says. This is an individual. This is who I want to be. Who has gotten God's word into his heart. And who has come into agreement. Just like that book I'm reading. I have come into agreement with this author so much that even my leadership skills are changing. And we're seeing growth in our church. We're seeing growth within our staff. I'm seeing my staff get on fire with the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay? So I've taken these words of this author and they've now become mine. And now what I'm doing and have done the past few years, I'm taking the words of this author. Woo, Jesus. Last year, 2018, at our church, we have a theme every year. And last year was the year of the word. Now, every year is the year of the word. You know, I had some people come to me. So, Pastor, it's 2019. Do we have to read the Bible anymore? Yeah. Oh, Lord, it wasn't just 2018 we needed the Bible. But we focused on the word. And what I focused on was I wanted our church people to dive into the book every morning for 15 minutes. That was the only challenge. That was it. Ladies and gentlemen, I get it that life gets busy. I understand that you're tired. Join the club. I understand you're being fought. I understand your kids are crazy. I get it that your finances are in the tank. I understand. But if you can't take 15 minutes in the Word of God and an intimacy with Jesus every morning, then I don't even know why you're here today, Frank. Now, please hear me. Look, I'm leaving today, so I'm going to say it. No, I stay at my church and I say it. This is the truth. Can I take it just a little further? You don't even know where this is going, though. Okay. Some of y'all at 3 o'clock in the morning when your kid's sick, we want to call the pastors. Or an associate, or we need to call the ladies group, or somebody to pray with us, you better learn how to do it yourself. Now, and there's one way to do it, and that's to get to know the author that says he was wounded. Whoo, hallelujah. For my transgression, and he was bruised. For my iniquity, the chastisement of Rob's peace was upon him. And in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, baby girl, you're healed at 3 in the morning. Huh? But you can't read it like this. Oh, I better read 3 chapters a day for a year so I can get through the book. That's what the program says. I've gotten to a point now that I can't get off of one verse for an hour and a half. There's a lot of life in here. Amen? But you got to get to know it. You got to get to know this author. So, I'm not creating a theme for abundant life. That's your pastor's job. But why don't you make the rest of this year the year of the word? Why don't you make a commitment? I've got people, oh Lord, I need to get on. I've got 2 points I'm going to make here. They're going to be quick, I promise. I'm going to have you out of here in the right amount of time today. Okay, yeah, I just better move on. I feel so free today. And when you feel free to say what you want to say, it ain't always good. No, I'm kidding. It's all going to be anointed. Praise God. Okay, so I want to give you quickly, if I can, at our church, what I normally do on Sundays. Not every Sunday, but most of the times, people post on Facebook something from my message that day. I encourage them to. It promotes our church. It promotes the Word. All of those things. So if you post on Facebook, I want to give you a little phrase today that I want you to post after this service is over. And I want you to give all credit to me for that. Here it is. Your faith and your mouth must be connected. Your faith and your mouth. Okay, I got people in my church that I love them with all my heart. I know y'all don't have nobody here like this. And they're all worshiping right now, so they ain't watching me. Are we live on live stream or what? Oh, boy. I knew we were. I've got people in my church. What was that? Was that a raindrop? We can't go to church today. I mean, look, we don't need to get out in this. But it could snow 4 feet and a monsoon come in the morning, and they'll be at their doctor at 6:30 in the morning. Now, I don't know if it's good when I see people do this or not to people in the audience. Your faith and your mouth are going to have to be connected. You can't leave here today shouting the victory in service and go out of here and say, I think this cancer's going to take me out. I ministered to a lady a few weeks ago, a person that owns a business in our church. I went over to the business. I won't even say what it is. But anyway, she went ahead and cut her hair short in case the cancer takes. We have a friend in California that just had both of her breasts removed in case she gets cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, now we can say that's crazy. Well, what's just as crazy is, praise God, hallelujah, thank you for my healing. Oh God, this back thing is about to kill me. Your mouth and your faith. Come on, church. Is this okay? It's going to have to be connected. How many of you know the scriptures that says all things are possible to him that believes? Amen? Do you know that's the truth? Now see, we say that. All things are possible to him that believes. And we put that in the faith category. Man, I am the healed of the Lord. Praise God. All things are possible to him that believes. This cancer's mine. Oh, wait a minute. No. It says all things. It's not just my healing. If, honey, if you want it, you got it. And I'm a living testimony. Okay. I'm not going to finish this unless I just get in it. If I make the last 2 points really quick, can I tell you a quick story? Okay. 2013, I wasn't going to share this. Actually, I remembered it this morning. Steve brought it to my attention. In 2013, I went to the doctor. I didn't share this when I was here last time, did I? No. I don't remember. Okay, yeah, I wasn't here then. Okay. I had my right big toe, and I'm not going to go into detail, but, you know, I had cut it and something happened. So I did what everybody in this room does. I went to Google to see how to heal it. Don't y'all get spiritual on me. I know what you do. I do this thing. I go to Google and I bandaged it up real pretty. Good looking bandage. Should have been a surgeon. And got worse. Got worse. And then when your wife says, you're going to the doctor, you go to the doctor. It was like 10:30 on a Monday morning. I thought, okay, I'll go to the doctor to please her, but Google says I can take care of this. I'm sitting in this doctor's office. You know how they sit you in there for 7 hours before he comes in. So I'm sitting in there. So his nurse comes in first. I have my shoe off. Now, we're in Gallatin, Tennessee at this point. And when I say country, I'm talking country. Y'all are highfalutin down here compared to there. She comes in and she goes, oh my God. That is not what you... Well, that's not reassuring, you know. Oh my God, just like that. I said, okay, well, can you give me an ointment or something? I mean, I don't know, you know. So the doctor comes in. He's this old curmudgeon guy. I don't know if that's how you say it or not. Where are my glasses? They're right here. I'm sorry. Here they are. They're tucked way down in here. Y'all remember the guy from Back to the Future with the hair? The doctor. His hair was just like that. He comes in. He's got his glass down like this. He went, yeah, we're going to cut that off. Didn't say nothing else. Hello, Mr. Tripp. Nice to meet you. Yeah, we're going to cut that off. I said, I got lunch with my wife at 1 o'clock. We did. We were planning on going to lunch that day. Mondays, pastors don't do nothing. So he sends me across the street to the hospital, and I go to the man I know God sent me to. His name, Dr. Frazier. I'll never forget Dr. Frazier, because when I went in his office and sat on that little table and had my shoe off, he came in and he went, get me a bed ready. I got a couple of texts while I was here. get him a bed ready. I'm like, what are you? I mean, this is all I know right now. Oh my God, we're cutting it off, and get me a bed ready. So then he proceeds to say, Mr. Tripp, that toe is extremely infected. And I won't go into a lot of detail, but he said that's gangrene. And he said, well, without a doubt, there's infection, and if it's in your bone, we're going to have to take that off. And he said, and I fear that there's infection in your body. Well, how many of you know that walking by faith and not by sight at that point, Mr. Brenda, no. You see if this works or not. You see if it works or not. Now, I had preached it. I'd preach faith. I'd laid hands on people, blind eyes open. People coming out of depression, set free. Deaf people hearing right now in the name. I saw it. And here I stood. Okay? They put me in the hospital. I'm in there for a week. Your body evidently has anywhere from 10 to 15, the number is 10 to 15 of infection in it. Just from stuff. Mine was 135. And it was in my blood, and it was in my system, and I was dying. It was 2013. It was Father's Day, because Shanda was preaching that day at our church, and I'm laying up there in that hospital room, and Dr. Frazier, the one, the good one, and when I say good, here's reason. He said, I said, Dr. Frazier, I'm a man of faith. And I believe the Word of God. I don't know where you stand. But I said, I'm telling you, I believe God can and will heal this. And he said, well, you know what, Mr. Tripp? I'm not a real man of faith, but I'll stand with you. Okay? And so a week went by. Of course, I'm laying up there. They're putting antibiotics in. There's all this stuff going on. 8 specialists from Vanderbilt come in. Yeah, that has to be removed. Yeah, let's amputate. Yes, that's all the word I got. Negative, 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 all week long. It's Sunday. Dr. Frazier, the good one, he said, tomorrow, Monday, I have to have a decision. You're going to have to decide whether we take that toe off or if you're going to leave here and stand by. You said faith? Yeah, I said faith. Okay, well, he said, I've got to have a decision tomorrow. I'm laying in that hospital bed. It was probably around, wow, I hadn't talked about this in a while. It was about 11:30, 11:45 in the morning, and I knew Chanda was probably just in the middle of a message, and our people were behind me, and I knew that. And the Holy Spirit walked in my room. Now see, here's what the man of faith was doing. That's why I know what I'm talking about today. Some of y'all are facing this. That's why I'm sharing this. The man of faith, and I am, I don't demean that, but I was looking for another way. If, oh Lord, I trust you, but if this don't work, what am I going to do? And the Holy Spirit walked in that room, June 2013, and said, you know there's not a plan B, don't you? I said, no. He said, I am plan A, and I am what you need. Trust. Now, I have had people over the years come to me, should I take chemo, should I do this, should I do that? I don't tell anybody. You do what you are feeling like you're supposed to do. And God used Dr. Frazier to see my healing come to a complete manifestation over a 3-month period. Okay, but let me tell you something. But I had to make a decision that morning, laying in that hospital bed with every negative voice coming against me. And so Dr. Frazier comes in Monday morning. Shanda's with me. I said, Dr. Frazier, whether you understand this or not, the Holy Spirit said there's no plan B. He said, well, okay. Okay, whatever. You don't get it, you know. I said, so I want out of here. He said, okay. And so he let me out of there. I'm saying too much. Here's the thing. I need to let y'all go. Listen. I got all 10 toes. I got all 10 fingers. They ain't chopped nothing off. Come on. And I am the healed of the Lord today. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I had to mix my obedience with his word. Now I'm going to go somewhere just for about 8 seconds. You're going to hate. I had to quit eating cake. Lying devil. Some things I had to line up. You say, you ain't quit eating much. Well, I'm getting there. I'm getting there daily. I'm getting there. Don't you judge me. It works. Some of y'all have stopped standing on the Word of God because you haven't seen a manifestation of it yet. So the enemy has discouraged you to think that this doesn't work anymore, that pastor was wrong, that all these words you've heard are just, you know, fly by night kind of, oh, I hope so. Honey, there ain't no hope. There is an assurance in Him. Hallelujah. Okay, I am closing. Now, listen to me. How do I avoid making these mechanical, mindless statements like that parrot was doing? Number one, you ready? Make certain you have chosen to believe what God says. That's it. Yeah, but stop it right there. Stop it right there. You have got to make a decision to agree with what God says about your circumstance. I don't know what it says. It's because you ain't in the book. I love you enough to tell you that if you can't find an answer for your circumstance, you're not in the book. If you'll seek Him and get in the book, He will reveal to you what it is. That's a promise. That's a promise. And number two, and my last point, these two things. To avoid making these mindless mechanical statements, you got to be in the book. And second, it goes along with it. It goes right along with it. Pick up your Bible and do some serious study and meditation. Meditate on the Word. When you get a diagnosis or a negative word against your life or something's coming in, meditate on the Word of God. Because remember, all things are possible to him who believes. Whew. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lord. Wow. Okay. Well, I think that's it. Let me ask you a question, but as we're closing here, I want to see a show of hands, if you don't mind. And don't just raise your hand just because. How many of you today are seriously facing a faith challenge that unless he comes through, I'm not, now then listen, and I don't want to demean anything. I'm not talking about your little fingers hurting. I don't know why this is hurting. And he'll heal that. But I'm talking about something that if God don't come through, if there's not a physical manifestation of his power, this thing ain't going to work. Is there anybody in here today that's facing some of those things? I see you back there and here. Well, look at this. Well, all over this room. All over this room. Then I got a word for you. There's not a plan B. You didn't hear me. Well, that's a good word, Pastor Rob. There is not a plan B. You just admitted that if he don't do it, it can't be done. Okay? So then there is no other. So then let me ask you this. Oh, now it's going to get hard. I don't think y'all ready for this. Are y'all ready for this? Those of you that slipped up your hand, then how many of you are willing to take 15 minutes every morning this week? Yeah, but I get up early anyway. I'm tired. Give me a break. Just shut up. I get it. But how bad do you want what he's got? I mean, we say it. We want it. Well, shut up, parrot. Come on now. So how many of you that raised your hand, and let me just ask this whole audience, this one now. How many of you are willing for 1 week till next Sunday morning to get up 15 minutes early this week, spend intimate time with Jesus and in your Bible? Hold it there. then you've got an army that can't be defeated. All of you that just slipped up your hand before God, so you better not be lying. If you will do this, you're going to begin to see the breakthrough in your family that you've been crying and praying for years. You're going to begin to see that healing manifest. I'm not talking about, praise God. I'm not talking about just believing by faith. That's great. Praise God. I'm talking about a manifestation. How many of you are ready to see some miracles happen? Yes, Lord. I study a lot of Smith Wigglesworth. Love Smith Wigglesworth and his sermons. There's so many different instances of when he'd just walk somebody by and the air from his body would just heal them. They began to hear and see and pop up. He didn't even touch them. Didn't even say nothing. So I read that the first time. I said, Lord, I want that. He said, really? Oh, yeah. I want to be Smith Wigglesworth. So then I began to read what he did on a daily basis to get what he had. And I had to be honest. Oh, Lord, I don't know if I want it that bad. And that's awful to say. But let's get real, church. But look, it's a progressive walk. How many of you know this is a progressive walk? And so here's where we're going to start. 15 minutes this week in the morning. Don't you do it at the end of the day. I'm telling you the amount of people that say, Pastor, I try to read the Bible as I'm going to bed and I just go to sleep. Really? Yeah, well. And I had a guy say, and it's just because there's so much peace in it. I'm like, yeah, yeah. You're worn out. And you're blaming it on the Bible. But if you'll get up in the morning, been 15 minutes, and I'm not talking about just rushing through something. Why don't we start in Proverbs? Let's do that. You know, seek wisdom and seek understanding. Not just wisdom, but wisdom and understanding. And as you read some of those wisdom keys, if you will, in Proverbs, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, help me to walk according to you. And today, I declare. Now, when you get the word in you and you stand and profess, and you stand and confess, and you stand and declare that no weapon shall prosper, that every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. When you do that according to the word, get ready. Because you're going to begin to walk in peace. You're going to walk in joy and manifestation of healing and those things that you see other people walk in and we say, boy, I wonder how they got that. That's how they got that. It really is. Praise God. Well, I think I'm done. Unless you got something you want to say. Is the Lord good in this house? Praise God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you right now that the word that has gone forth today is being sown into fertile ground. How many people in here fertile today? That can take on a few different meanings, but come on now. I'm fertile today. My heart is churning, and I want all he's got. So, Lord, this word, we know it does not return void. So it is going now to accomplish what it's supposed to. Now, Lord, may we now begin to be people. Abundant Life Church, may we see an explosion. I just heard this. An explosion of my spirit, says the Lord. A lot of times we want to say explosion of growth. We're going to knock these walls out. We're going, maybe, but that's not what I heard. I heard an explosion of His Spirit. And when His Spirit is alive, there's when souls are saved, lives are changed, bodies are healed. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I speak now, Father, a fresh anointing on these shepherds. Wisdom, knowledge, every step to take to usher in your sweet presence. It is a sweet presence, but it's a powerful presence. This presence drives out darkness. This presence goes to battle for you. So we give you praise for it. We give you praise for it. Thank you, Lord. How many of you received that? How many of you know you've got some great shepherds at this church? Yes, I've known them my whole life, but I want to tell you something. They could have quit a long time ago. I could have quit a long time ago. I met a pastor in Nashville last week at an event we were both at. He'd pastored 50 years. Grown a great church there in Nashville, turned it over to his son. I went over and hugged him. I don't even know him. And I began to weep on his shoulder. And he's one of these guys. He looks like a pastor. He smells like a pastor. He acts like, and I mean, I don't know how to explain it. He's just an older, gray-haired gentleman. Vest, tie, hankies. He's a pastor, you know, one of those guys. And I just hugged him. I began to weep. The only thing I could say was, thank you for not quitting. Thank you for not quitting. And he began to weep. We've got shepherds here that hadn't quit. And they ain't going to quit. And so I give God praise for that. Well, praise the Lord.